Wow, we are late. So, guys, we are so sorry. We have missed a bunch of weeks. We've actually been recording. We just haven't been posting the episodes. So I'd love to tell you how busy we've been, how excited we are about the stuff we've been working on, and all of that is very true. But at the end of the day, there is no excuse for not getting this show up. So, do away with the excuses. Goodbye, excuses. And let's get back on a regular schedule. Keep you guys updated on what we're working on. Share some excitement. Make some stuff together. Celebrate creativity. Build story worlds. And do all of that greatness together in this dialogue and in this format and beyond. Here's the show. More to come. All right.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
Evan, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good.
So welcome back. We missed a week here, but
we did.
Welcome back to Mythmakers.
Yep.
Episode number 53.
It is.
So we crossed our year milestone a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got super crazy busy on one of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
Yep, which is very exciting.
And here we are back with 53. So
yes,
very exciting. So this is a podcast about storytelling, the process, power, and people of story.
Yes.
I am Eben Matthews.
I'm Adam Otten.
And we are M2.
Yes.
Together we have over 40 years of combined experience developing, creating, and delivering content across a wide variety of media.
And getting wider.
Which is what we're going to talk about right now. So there has not yet been an official announcement, but we've talked a little bit before about the unannounced Yarn series that we're working on. And that's what we've been crazy busy on this past couple of weeks.
Crazy being the operative word.
Crazy, yes. Culminating in this weekend of shooting. Which has been not
really
a lot
culminating.
Not really culminating.
Well, culminating implies that this is the end.
It's kind of pre-culmination.
That's
true. So we're
a step along the culmination journey.
We're past the foreplay.
Right.
We're into the tender beginning of lovemaking. pre-culmination. Yes. We'll get back to you on this metaphor.
It's done. I think you get the idea.
Yes, you get the idea.
We're up and running.
Yes.
And it's good.
We've had a couple of drinks.
Yes.
We've had a couple of full days of production.
Yep.
So very, very good stuff. So, yeah. So we've just spent the last couple of days shooting with a handful of
extremely talented actors.
Wonderful actors.
Yep.
And it's been a lot of fun.
It's been a hectic
couple of weeks leading up to it, but a really fantastic result as a end to that to that couple of weeks. So
no, it's been great, and it's been also exciting watching a lot of actors that we're lucky enough to have kind of roped into this project.
Yes.
Who have done hundreds of episodes of television between them, lots of movies, lots of other things.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of exciting watching them wrap their heads around and then get engaged by a very different process.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. It's exciting.
Exactly. So I thought, we usually have a specific topic for these episodes, and I just thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about what has been a little bit of a crash course for me over the past couple of weeks in the world of live action production.
Yes.
So lots of experience in producing media in animation and games and, art.
All that good stuff.
But this is it has been a little bit of a shift for me personally, kind of switching to the live action world.
Yes.
And figuring out how to put all those things together.
Indeed.
Which, of course, is very well trod ground for you, my friend.
Yes.
So,
however, yeah, it's just ground I have been actively treading over the last 2 weeks.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I have not been able to be as involved as I otherwise might
exactly.
want to be.
Exactly. So, Adam, can you talk about what you are you allowed to say?
I absolutely
what
am. So, yes. No, I am currently. So, I having wrapped Future Man a couple of weeks ago,
yep.
I rolled. Was very lucky to roll straight into a show called Black Monday.
Yep. Which just had
Showtime.
Its first teaser out, right?
Just had its first yep. teaser, and actually, we should roll into it. The teaser is yep. amazing. The show is yep. incredible.
Yeah.
It is written by David Casp and Jordan Cahan, and it's produced by Point Grace, the Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg clan again,
yeah.
and starring Don Cheadle and Andrew Rennell and Regina Hall.
Yes.
So kind of a stellar cast, really.
Pretty stellar cast, yes.
And the it's incredible. I really, it's period, Wall Street, it's kind of amazing. And I really actually think that it's I think it launches mid-January. And I think it's going to be pretty special. Very different to Future Man, obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But actually very, I think, very apropos in the current climate.
Yes.
And very, very funny, very smart indeed.
Mm.
Heavily plotted. It's kind of great.
Lots
actually.
Of fun.
Lots
yeah.
of fun. Lots
so
of
we
fun.
Will we will definitely link in the show notes to the teaser
yes.
for that. But yeah, so lots of activity on the Showtime Black Monday front.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
And then lots of activity,
and then lots more activity on the
yarn
front.
Yes.
yes.
So it's been fun for me. You know, we brought in a friend of yours to help with
yes.
some initial kind of pre-production
mm-hmm.
and putting together, you know, schedules and kind of just breaking down all this stuff. And then for me, kind of a revelation in going through that process with her and then picking up and kind of finishing it off, you know, for this weekend, just in the kind of amazing level of logistics and just the kind of, you know, as the writers of this thing as well, you know, one of the things that was interesting for me and actually very valuable for me was, you know, kind of realizing that especially in something that's as broad as what we're doing with this, which is, you know, multiple episodes,
multiple storylines,
multiple storylines,
yeah,
in
multiple time
series,
periods, exactly.
exactly. And
mm-hmm.
so, like, a lot of elements that kind of weave together from different places to kind of tell this larger story. And it seems like an obvious thing in retrospect, but realizing in the process of all of this, like, oh, wait a second. Like, we need to now really understand, like, exactly
mm.
what this timeline is. And
yep.
as actors are coming in, like, the different wardrobe changes
right.
and making sure that, you know, these different, quote unquote, kind of days that are happening over the course of these different series that, you know, that day three in series number one also correlates to day
to
three
day.
In a different series
yes.
and kind of exactly where those crossovers are and making sure that, you know, the continuity of those things are
yep.
properly accounted for.
This is why you have kind of big boards up in writers' rooms.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of, flow charts, essentially.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Running through stuff.
So it'll be fun. I think, you know, one of the things that not only in the production side of this, but also in the mythology that we're building, you know, one of the components that we're putting together for this is a sort of master timeline, which we have a sort of unique, I think, fun way of using as a story or kind of, you know, for lack of a better way to context, it's sort of a gamification element of this in
mm-hmm.
the way that it's released, is there will be this sort of master visualization of
right.
how these things tie together, which will reveal sort of over a period of time as episodes and things
will play
come
out. Exactly.
So
it's a map of the world.
Yeah. So as a viewer, you'll be able to sort of unlock or see kind of, you know, these different key points, you know, and how they relate to the other things that we're revealing as they come out. So it's, yeah, it's a, you know, it's an interesting kind of combination of a production necessity as well as a story.
Logistics and story. No,
point.
Exactly. It's very much that kind of gray area that blends those things. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so then, you know, some last minute casting and some, you know, just, yeah, I think one of the things which I find over and over again, this may sound like a little bit of a tangent, but it's happened enough that it's become a bit of a belief system for me, which is the, you know, there is a point like in Wednesday of this past week where I'm like, I don't really know how this is all going to happen. and we're shooting on Saturday. So,
yep.
you know, but somehow like that act of just being in full on action and, you know, sharing kind of these are the things that we need and reaching out to people and just keeping that conversation going and, you know, just kind of the forward momentum, you know, kind of continuing as all these elements seem to come together, somehow it all does come together. And yep. It's that I do tend to actually believe that it's the act of doing it that, you know, makes the whatever you want to call that,
the result,
you know,
yes.
that stuff that, you know, that brings the right things together at the right time. Mm-hmm. It makes that happen somehow.
Yep.
I could not be happier with what we got over weekend. The performances are amazing. The, you know, the some happy accidents along the way, which always happen, you know, finding
and the working out of how to shoot these things, given the nature of the conversations that happen, nature of how the scenes need to be produced, I think, without going into detail at this point. That, you know, R&D required and some kind of frustrations and weird moving around. Mm-hmm. And all of it actually coming together incredibly well.
Yeah, and one thing which we hadn't talked about, which I, you know, think has been incredibly beneficial, like this is the way this project works and the format that it's in is actually incredibly, it's an incredible benefit to have the two of us directing this thing, so that it's like, you know, there are times when we actually need to be, actually a lot of it where actually need to be with separate actors in separate locations, and so being able to coordinate that between ourselves and then with the actors and be able to talk through like how are these pieces working and, you know, kind of be on the same page about that, it would be much more challenging if there were not two people kind of monitoring
those
two things. So it's been a, you know, it has been a sort of a process of adaptation. Thank you.
Yes.
And invention with, you know, figuring out how that works. And it's so wonderful to kind of see that it actually does work.
It does. It really does. Yep.
And just how good some of this stuff seems to be coming out. So we really can't wait to be able to talk about more specifically what this is. And I think that announcement will be coming within the next couple of weeks. So we will be able to get into more of those details, but it's been really good, and we're I think pretty excited about what the result of all this could be. So we do know that we're pretty locked in for the end of October as the beginning of things starting to actually be released.
Yep.
And of course that information will be shared with anyone listening.
Yep.
As well as many other places.
Many other places.
But I really enjoy this process.
Yeah.
And despite the now pretty clear sunburn that I've attained today, which if you find me on Instagram, I'm going to put up a picture of the lobster nest that I am now enjoying.
Yes. If it resembles a freshly made thermidor right now, it's great.
Yes.
It's very funny.
You know, it's a reminder. So I had this false sense that I've spent the last, over the past couple of months, I've probably spent a good 8 days plus at the beach. We've been taking the kids to the beach on an almost weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And I had this kind of crazy false sense of security of having spent a decent amount of time in the sun as a result of that. That's like, oh, like I don't really need to worry about it. And then all of a sudden, about, you know, 2 hours into the time that we spent outside shooting Laurel Canyon today,
you remember that, like, you were white.
Oh, wait
and
a second. Wait a second. Yes. And then both our makeup artist and one of our actors was like, oh, we should have brought some sunscreen into this situation. And I am now realizing that, yes, in fact, we really should have. So it's been a good few years since I've had a legitimate sunburn. And I'm going, oh, yeah, this is what that feels like.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's good. When Edwin's face falls off in slow motion, it's going to be fascinating.
I think it's not going to fall off. I think it's going to slough off. It's more of the description. But it's been very good and very
exciting.
This
is the original
time.
RoboCop with the guy when he gets hit with the toxic waste.
Yeah.
It's going to be that.
I pray that it's not. I'm gonna slather myself in aloe or something when I go home and pray that that's
just like roll around in a bath.
Exactly.
It won't help.
Yeah. What? Don't say that. So I think this is going to be sort of a short episode. We just want to kind of share some excitement about what we've been working on. So lots of more of that to come. We're prepping shooting next weekend.
Michigan as well.
Block out a bunch more and the week after that.
Yep.
So there's a good bit more to do, but I think that the now 3 days of shooting that we've done have been both a lot of the kind of figuring out how all this works, but now also really feeling some confidence about like, hey, it really does work.
Exactly.
And just, you know, one thing I have to put in there, and this is certainly been said in other places, but it really feels true to me, is that, you know, a significant portion of good directing is good casting.
Oh God.
And you know, finding people that really can deliver on the character that you want to portray or to deliver. It's like, you know, once that is the right actor, it's like, yes, you're giving some direction and some notes and, you know, fine tuning those performances or the way that the scenes play out, but so much of it is that person being able to bring
what they do
to the character.
Great.
And, you know, one of the people that we are working with today, it's like, you know, I was shooting up in as in this sunburned country, and just, you know, being so present to like what a craft it is to be a good actor and the ability to just turn it on. I mean, it is actually really impressive.
Oh, it's incredible
to witness and to be a part of, and to, you know, and in her case in particular, you know, to just be able to just literally flip a switch and put on the emotion and bring the emotion
to that particular
scene. And then, you know, it's fascinating to me because it's just not my art, but to be able to do that and then literally walk out and just be like, oh, I'm good. Like happy.
Yep.
Happy.
Yep. No, that's great.
It's an amazing thing to be a part of and to have, you know, even more amazing thing to have created. So it's very fun.
It's great stuff.
It's very fun.
It's very cool.
So that I think is kind of our topic for the
week. I think
week.
So. Just general catch up
and excitement. And I think over the next handful of weeks, we're also going to be, once this is announced, be able to start bringing in some of our collaborators to talk a little bit about what we're doing and, you know, make this, I think the show is going to kind of morph into the what this project is for a short period while we continue with all the other things that we've also been talking about over the past year.
But we try and work out what the hell it is we're doing on the side.
Yes, exactly. So lots more to talk about and lots more to come. But do you, sir, have a Hoojama flip for this week? And by the way, what is that?
Well, you know, the Hoojama flip is, you know, whatever is top of mind, but can't quite have a label put on it at that precise moment.
Yes.
So it could be a person, could be a thing, could be a situation.
Kind of what you're thinking about over the past couple of weeks in this case. Yes.
So for me, actually, it is just given the level of work. It's funny, we haven't been able to watch a huge amount or do a huge amount. But I did, in a wonderful moment of bad parenting, take my 10-year-old son to see The Predator last weekend. Both of us being fans of the original movie, and the new Predator being written and directed by the one of the original writers, Shane Black.
Yes.
Who obviously has a huge track record of films. Anyway.
Oh, fantastic stuff.
And I'm a fan of his in general. And The Predator, actually a lot of fun. And I think given that we went in with very low expectations, actually ended up thoroughly enjoying. You know, he has this kind of wonderful combination of humor and some obviously kind of action chops.
Yes.
The Super Predator in Predator is extremely impressive. And you do feel like they really went out of their way to do a lot of very practical effects, which was kind
of
nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
So I always kind of appreciate that. And lots of little throwbacks and quips and references to the original movie.
That's cool, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And again, I've been a fan of the movie pretty much since it, I'm dating myself now, but
since
it was launched in 1988, maybe 89.
That's kind of crazy to think about, but yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right around there. No, so actually thoroughly enjoyable. You know, they're obviously making a big play to launch a new series based around this.
Does it feel like they attempt to create sort of a Predator universe?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's all sorts of, you know, reasons why Predators have been visiting the planet kind of worked in there. There's some slightly heavy-handed kind of morality lectures. There are some action sequences that make absolutely no sense. And so, I mean, it's kind of a mess of a film in many ways, and yet it is also kind of ultimately highly enjoyable.
Yeah, very cool.
Which was nice. Was kind of good to do that actually.
Very cool.
So yeah, and spent a day with my son as well.
Yeah,
enjoying that,
which is very good. Yes,
it's always good.
A good time.
Indeed,
yes.
Indeed. What would yours be?
So for this, the past couple of weeks, so this is actually a little weird for me, like as I have found myself and very, very happily found myself spending more time writing and this, you know, the producing side of all of this stuff. That requires a level of kind of focus and brain power that it sounds weird to say, but a lot of the other creative work that I have done over the years does not in a weird way. So it's like, you know, if I'm animating or if I'm drawing or, you know, kind of, you know, in the right brain world, that allows me to watch a bunch of stuff. So lot of my creative life is, you know, animating or drawing or, you know, designing or, you know, whatever those things are, with something being watched in the background. So my, you know, kind of default mode is like, I don't spend, there are very few things that I actually sit and give my full attention to. So, you know, Game of Thrones is one of the few exceptions I actually sit and watch those things. John Oliver actually is often in the background with moments of kind of stopping to pay attention. Yeah. You know, so, you know, over the past couple of weeks, I also have not really found much time to sit and watch anything. But the thing I have carved a little bit of time out for is this latest season of Better Call Saul. And that is my Ujima Flipa this week. And, you know, I was a huge fan of Breaking Bad. I still put it as one of the best series of the past, you know, decade, if not ever.
Yep.
And Better Call Saul is just as good. And what is fascinating now as a fan of Breaking Bad is this season, they're starting to really build the connective tissue for how do these series come together. And so
season three of Better Call Saul?
This is season three, and you're starting to see the groundwork, and they're starting to really clarify, like, how does this character go from this, which is really a prequel to Breaking Bad, to becoming the character that we meet in Breaking Bad.
Interesting.
And it's so well written and it's so well acted. It's just kind of a flawless series, just as Breaking Bad was, you know, in my opinion. It's like there's just not a note out of place. And it's a very impressive story, you know, kind of storytelling from start to finish. Right. And so, you know, my highest recommendation as a series and one that is deserving of one's attention.
Yes.
Very, very, very good stuff. So that is definitely my Ujima Flip for this week. And
nice.
And really the only thing I've had a chance to really watch it all. So
yep.
It's been great. So we do a little segment. We're starting to continue to do a little segment, which I call hashtag make stuff.
Yep.
And so, you know, spotlighting something that's going on sort of in the creative world or other projects that people are doing that we like. The one that I want to talk about for a moment, which we're about to head into starting tomorrow, is a thing called Inktober. So Inktober was started by an illustrator and artist that I really like and admire named Jake Parker. You can find Jake all over basically everything, social media and YouTube. But he's also, what I like about Jake is he's not only very talented, but he is in the category of people that I really respect with the point of view of, you know, if I give a lot of value to other people, that value will come back to me. And so he's been very successful as a creator and as an artist, but he also clearly spends a lot of time, you know, he's got a ton of YouTube tutorials about his process. He shares a lot about kind of the work that he does. He kind of goes out of his way to mentor and teach people. And he started this thing called Inktober. And so what this is it's 30 days of ink drawings with a particular cue. So there's an official Inktober, you know, list of kind of cues or topics.
Right.
And the intention is that people that want to participate, they draw something from that queue or that list of topics one drawing every day for 31 days over the course of October. And so you'll find it's become this pretty big thing. And so if you search the hashtag Inktober, you'll start to see everybody's drawing pop up on especially Instagram, but other places as well. And it's just very fun, you know, to see the different interpretations. So like one of those cues might, I think the first one is poisonous. And so you can imagine it's like, you know, 100 different people are going to take that in an entirely, you know, 100 different directions. And so it's very interesting, and people of every skill level, of every style, you know, kind of participating in this thing.
Right.
And so, you know, I did the full month a couple of years ago, and then it's been a couple of years since I've had the time, and I probably won't be able to do the whole month this time, but it is fun to kind of pop in moments and just kind of throw out a drawing as a participation in that. And for me, inspiring just to kind of see again the variety of you know, things that people do with that. So if you're interested at all, you know, just do a hashtag search on Instagram and you'll see a bunch of really amazing cool stuff.
Yeah, it's
really
cool stuff. Very, very neat.
So with that, we will put some links in the show notes to the stuff that we've talked about. You can find us as well.
M2Action.
You can find Adam at
Adam M2.
Nope. On Instagram, you are M2Adam with two M's. M2ADAMM for Adam Martin.
Oh, God. It's late.
You can find me. So I will do Adam's
That's hilarious. Yes,
at M2Adam with two M's. You can find me at M2Eben. Us at M2Action.
Yep.
And then our digital comics app at Macroverse app.
Yep.
Some interesting stuff going on there too. So some more stuff to talk about with that in the coming weeks as well. And lots more to come. So
now you have in your notes, you have Black Monday and Eben Lobstedt.
That's meant to be lobster. So these are notes of things to include in the show notes.
Yes. I was wondering very late.
What is Lobstedt?
Yes. I was some obscure reference.
A very obscure reference. Thank you, my spell check buddy here. So with that, have a fantastic
week.
We'll have more to talk about again coming
next
soon.
Next Sunday.
And we will talk to you soon.
Oh, great.
More to come.
Bye.